If only I were ooh. Hi. Sorry. I was just looking at a picture. I'll put that away. If you've been to Toronto and you know Now Magazine and you know the back of Now Magazine, I'm a bad, bad putty cat. Anyway, this lesson is about only and just. I'm going to give you two more words that we also use, but specifically only and just. Why? Because in English, these two words are used interchangeably. Interchange means to change things, like you take this one, take that one, change them in different places, right? Between, because they have similar meanings. It's interchangeable. It doesn't matter that much. This lesson is for case you were bothered by that. It's our special guy. It's like the Oscars here. Alan from the Philippines wrote to us on Facebook. And I wrote it on my chapter's receipt. Anyway, Alan wanted to know what is the difference and when do you use them? So why don't we go to the board and take a look? Ah, Mr. E is here before me. I like making things rhyme. And Mr. E is saying, James merely has to do one lesson and he barely got it on the board. If only I were the teacher. Now, if you read this, there seems to be a limitation or a limit to something, right? Merely means like just a small amount, barely, also small, and only, seemingly small. What's the difference? Let's go to the board. Just. I'm just a gigolo everywhere I go. David Lee, I'm stealing your stuff. Don't sue me. Okay, when we say just, we use usually it in English, it means exactly. Just. Just five people. Just to the city. Exactly. I'm lying a little bit. We also have just, and it can be used a little bit like not that much, right? It's just two of us coming for dinner, not many of us. Exactly two, and it's not a lot. So you have to listen to the context, okay? So when you hear just, people are saying exactly, and in some ways they're saying, and it's not a lot of stuff, okay? It's just $2. Well, how much is it exactly? Well, it's $2. We don't need to say just. We say it to say, it's not that much. Relax. It's a toonie, right? Go to Tim Hortons, get your toonie, which is $2. It's just $2. Not that much and an exact amount. There's another use for just, okay? And it doesn't follow with the other words we're going to do, but you should hear it or know what it means because it's used a lot for law. Just. And it's short for justice. If something is not fair, or not right, not correct, we'll say it is not just. Older English. You'll hear it in law, but you won't really hear people say on the streets, it is not just. I did not get milk with my cookies. You know? But in a court case, they'll go, we need to be more just in our society or in university. So you'll see here, it's not a just decision. It's not fair. It's not right, not morally right. Morals, you know, like lying and stealing and cheating. He should go back to court. You hear it in court, okay? I know you see merely, but it'll be merely a moment before we come back. We have to go here. First the big guys, then the little guys. I said we start with just. Now we're going to go to only, okay? Only has an adverb usage, and it means limited to, only limited to a certain extent. And our example here, there are only 100 tigers alive. It's limited, right? Adjective use. Adjective. One of a kind. Only one of a kind. Right? So he is an only child. It describes the child. How many? What kind of child? He's an only child. Like a big child, a small child, an only child. Another use for it? A conjunction. Okay? It's common. You may not see it as such because we use and a lot, but we use it because it has this meaning of limited to. I'm going really fast. So I'll slow down so not only I can understand myself, okay? Limited to plus one of a kind. In this case, it's not just and, it's an exception, except that. So we're saying the idea may be similar, but there is a difference. So it's really useful when you're using your English. A conjunction that gives you an exception. Nice, huh? And you thought it was just little English we're doing, or only English. In this case, I would say, she's like my girlfriend. Only better, you know, because like she's a girlfriend and she's better, right? Accept that. So that's how we use only and just. Okay, those are the big guns, you know. Those are the ones we use a lot. Now, we do have another one, barely. Barely also, similarly or to only, has an adverb use, and it means only, just, or almost not. Okay, what? Because we're using only here, right? Remember it? Limited to, it has that idea. And almost not, very close to not happening. So when you see barely, it almost has a negative thing, yeah? Okay. I barely have enough money for food. Almost not enough money for food, right? If the food is 100, maybe I have $100 and 1 penny, 1 cent. 1 cent less or 2 cents less, no food for me, okay? But it also has another meaning, a short time before, when someone says barely. Okay, this is good. At work, sometimes I barely make it on time. If you talk to Mr. E, he goes, "You never make it on time. Stop lying to the people. You're always late." Okay? But we're not talking to Mr. E. He's busy complaining about something else. But sometimes I barely make it because of the TTC. Anybody who's been to Toronto knows exactly what I mean. Hear that sound? Wee, that's the police arresting another TTC driver for making Toronto citizens late. Anyway, okay. It means, you know, a short time before. A short time before. In this case, we have, they had barely escaped before the fire started, which means they got out of the door. Every movie you've ever seen, you know, the guy jumps, and then the fire starts, right? So you're like, so they barely escaped before the fire started. So just before that. Cool. I said three words, 1, 2, 3, but there seems to be another one. If you're like me and you want to be a bit of an ass, oops, I said it, which would be a guy who wants to act big. I don't. But if you want to, once in a while, impress your friends and your peers. Peers are people similar to yourself in age or education or position. You can use merely. Merely is just and only. Now you understand why I put it left after, because you had to know just and only to understand merely. See, there was a reason. Merely can mean just, and it means, in this case, we said just, not that much, or where was the other one? Yeah, not that much, or exactly. In this case, exactly. He is merely a child. He's a child. That's it. How can he do this, this Superman? He is merely a mortal. He's not a mortal, he's Superman. Okay? And then sometimes merely means only. Only, right? Limited to in this case. I merely looked at his face and it broke, and I'm joking. Like, sometimes you're, you know, looking at something and you just touch it and it breaks. You're like, I didn't do it. I touched it. It broke. What am I supposed to do? Right? You could say, I merely touched it. That's all I did. It was limited to a touch. It broke. It is not my fault. Okay? Or you could say, he's merely an idiot. That's it. Sorry. I shouldn't say that, but you could say that. And it would be a nice insult. But a quick recap, as we always do, okay? Just, what does just mean? Not that much or exactly. Sometimes the meanings go together, right? It's just 5 minutes to my house. It's exactly 5 minutes and it's not that much. The two ideas go together, okay? I go a little bit more. Only. Only means limited to. It has an adjective function, adverb, and conjunction function. Barely, we got barely. Only, just, or almost not. And finally, merely, which is just or only. Was that good? Did you like it? I know, a little fast. You're going to go where? To, I know you're going to go there. You have to. It is not merely a website. It is not only a website where you can learn English. It's just the right place for you. See, exactly, exactly. And where are you going to go? Mystery? Sorry. There's not going to be a mystery here. I have to write it. You're going to go to www.ingvid. Where ing stands for English and vid stands for video. .com. Okay? It's just a click away. And the price is free. Just free. It's good, right? You won't be the only one there, I promise.